building on principle, or how to come up with neat little startup ideas. To come up with a series of startup or side project ideas, all you need to do is to sit down to a blank business project and wait until you get stuck, confused, or uncomfortable. The solution to the issue will be a startup idea. If you don't like the idea of creating a blank company in order to strip mine it for problems that people actually have, challenge yourself to create a multi-user news website that gets its dose of daily articles by scraping all the sites you like. If you need passion in your idea and require something real and profound, take this. Every student in the world has been betrayed by their teachers, politicians, and ineffective education. In some nations, students are being slowly and blindly led into debt so that they will feel compelled to work themselves to madness or death. In a few nations, students are sent directly into military, not a place to grow up in. And in a couple, they are sent directly into war, wondering why the modern nations don't care to save them from their corrupt government. For all the humanity in you, save them by giving them the tools to co-found tiny, creative, AI-driven paid membership companies or side projects. Please understand that every problem along the way marks a zone of people or future users who will be willing to use your software solutions to get over this problem when they encounter it themselves. If you wholeheartedly write your software and make it brilliant and powerful, then they will be happy to pay for the premium version. What makes the premium version special is just that money. The money that pays for servers, for extra services, and pays you. In a word, premium offers more. Premium really is premium, fair and square. While you should always keep your code base tidy and brilliant, you should never feel compelled to finish it, which can be difficult at times. Instead, use the frustration of walking away from a promising company to set up some meetings with investors. And here, passionately show them what a tragedy it is that you are not able to finish your beautiful project in a reasonable amount of time. If your project is a good idea, then you will receive funding and just hire programmers to finish all your work. Your startup must not be built in such a way so that it can fail or implode from monthly bills and upfront investments. Businesses that require a lot of money to stay in operation and then immediately self-destruct when the money dries up are a stupid and fake and boring idea. And your time in life is far too precious to stress about it all. Instead, your business should simply and honestly scale with every new monthly customer, or with the sale of every new software license. Let me show you your first startup idea, because it is ridiculously close to the very beginning. Now, you may not like this, and that's perfectly natural. We each like different challenges and have different affinities. We all secretly hope to learn different things by practicing for real. So there is no one single idea that everyone will like. But I am showing you a way to find a series of them and pick one. All programmers face a speed bump in the beginning. Let's take a closer look at it. You don't have to register it, but first come up with a company name based on a nicely sounding city, like Antwerp. Create a folder on your hard drive, add a readme.md markdown file, and you are here, right in the beginning that everyone always faces. You just got stuck with a pretty company name, Antwerp. You have no domain name, you have no code, no boilerplate, no legal mumbo-jumbo. Nowhere to map out your Mono repo, where you will keep your code, and nowhere to privately and easily version all your files. This is a great problem and a great startup idea. So you build a website that takes care of this speed bump for all people. On the homepage, you simply ask your signups for their new company name, and then let them map everything out, perhaps with text rather than a drag and drop user interface. Help them come up with a domain name, list some code repository ideas or configurations, and finally ask them about code preferences, and then generate as much boilerplate as it is possible. The free version of your offering should run on the customer's computer. The premium version should run on your company server and support many users and teams. As you build this project out, you will discover new opportunities for new services. One of them will be startup sales. Finished or unfinished, any idea, side project, or startup on your servers should have an option where it can be listed for sale. Potential buyers can review the code, the to-do lists that are left unfinished, and all the commit logs, and either buy or simply make an offer. But please understand that your honest and free open source offering is the key. It has to be powerful, and it has to be useful. This is your primary way to onboard new customers. Make it shine. Here, internet strangers, your very own users, and even security specialists can volunteer to help you fix bugs or even add new plugins or features. Furthermore, in order to be useful, it is really important that your program takes care of all the boilerplate and network setup and optimizations, allowing the idea creator, your customer, to just focus on what makes their business great and unique. If you don't like this idea because it is too small or too big or just not interesting enough for you, get over it. Set up the Mono repo yourself, and now start watching for the next trouble spot. Is it network optimization, process management, or logs? Are you starting to worry about network security or web application security? Or about not having a tool to map out your database tables or ORM models? Are you annoyed that you can't see the data in all your tables? Are you scared of persistent WebSocket connections costing way too much and not scaling enough? Can you come up with an idea where you can employ HTTP or maybe peer-to-peer databases? Because all of these questions and problems lead to startup ideas. Some small, some big, but all, without a question, address real problems that people actually have. And small ideas are not bad ideas, not at all. It may even be better to have 5 small companies than 1 big one. And finally, does the paperwork and billing for 5 little companies scare you? Because that too is a neat little startup idea. See, startup ideas are really easy. All you need to do is start working on something real enough and watch for the parts where you get stuck. Then you can dream up solutions and turn them into small little useful companies.